Hi, this is Hélène. We are doing the perceptual position exercise today. Okay? You have probably read the article which goes with the perceptual position. If you have not, perceptual position is a change of perspective exercise, because when we are able to change perspective and see things in a different way, the same situation, of course, we greatly increase our flexibility of behavior, number one. And number two, we are able to detach from the circumstances. And of course, that allows us to make better decisions and better choices. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through the exercise. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to adopt three different perspectives. The first one is, in NLP terms, it's called the associated perspective, which means that you basically see things through your own eyes. Okay? Now, the second perspective will be through looking at things through someone else's eyes. Okay? So you'll float down into their body and see everything as they saw it. And the third perceptual position, which is in NLP terms is called dissociated, is the kind of third party perspective, the kind of fly on the wall kind of perspective. Okay? So are you ready for the exercise? The only thing you need to do is to basically sit down comfortably in a chair. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Now, don't close your eyes right now. What I would like you to do first is to recall an argument that you had recently. It doesn't need to be a major, major argument, but it should be an argument that's important enough for you to remember, number one, and something that you still feel about, you know? I mean, this is something that affected you, right? Okay, so can you recall an argument that you had recently? Now, if you can't, it's all right. Just stop the tape now and think about it until you can recall an argument. I'm pretty sure that you can recall at least one argument in your life, right? So just go back there and just recall that argument. And if you can't, just stop the tape and start again when you're ready. Now, just sit comfortably and close your eyes now. You ready? Okay, good. So what I would like you to do to start with is to see everything that happened through your own eyes. So I'd like you to see the other person's face, his or her facial expression. What does he or she looks like? How does he or she moves? What are the gestures that you can see? And now, I would like you to hear the other person's voice. What kind of voice do they have? What kind of tone of voice, the pitch? Is it loud? Is it soft? The volume? What do you hear? And finally, feel what you are feeling at that time. Feel what you are feeling as you see and hear that person in front of you. You there? Good. Okay, so now what I would like you to do is to float right up outside of your body. And in fact, you can stop there and look down and you can see your body there. You can see your body down there just below you. Yeah? So just go ahead and float towards that other person and float back down into that other person's body. And as you do, you see everything that that person saw at that time. So you can actually see your face in front of him or her. Right? You can see your face there. You can see your face right now. What facial expressions can you see? What gestures can you see? What's the body language that you can see right now? And listen. Hear that voice. Hear the tone of the voice, the pitch. Is it loud? Is it soft? Hear that voice. Really hear it. As you see what you see, these facial expressions, these gestures. hear the voice as well. And I would like you to feel the feelings. Feel the feelings that this person is feeling at that time. Okay, the other person. Good. Now float outside of that person's body. And just stop here for a second. Look down. You can see that person's body just below you, right? Okay, good. And now go and adopt a third-party perspective. Be the fly on the wall. And what I would like you to do is to see these two people there. Just see them from far away. See their gestures. See their body language, their faces, the facial expressions. See all that. And hear the voices. How do they speak to each other? Hear these voices. Notice any feeling. Is there any feeling at all? Okay, now good. So I would like you to come back down into your body and open your eyes. How was that? Now, did you notice anything different as you were adopting the different perceptual positions, as you were switching perspective? Did you notice anything different? How about your feelings? How about the feelings as you adopted the three different perspectives? You know what? This just came to me. Just stop the tape for a minute and write everything down. Write everything down. So, did you notice anything different as you were adopting this perceptual position, these different perspectives? Did you notice anything different in your feelings, in the intensity of the feelings? What have you learned? That's a big one. What have you learned from adopting these three different perspectives? What are your conclusions on that matter? So just stop the tape, we're finished now, and take a minute or two to put everything in writing. Put everything down. It's always a good idea to do so. Okay? And as usual, you can always contact me. Email at Hélène, H-E-L-E-N-E, at themastermindsgroup.com, or visit our website, www.themastermindsgroup.com. Or our blog, www.themasterminds.com, /blog. Not too difficult to remember. Take care and see you soon. Bye-bye.